All right, so picture this. You're walking through a busy, Egyptian marketplace, right? But instead of people trying to sell you rugs, you're hearing, "Get your latest smartphone designed right here in Egypt." I know, right? It's kind of wild to think about. Today's deep dive, we're going past the whole, ancient Egypt thing and jumping straight into their modern tech scene.
It is pretty surprising. Most people don't realize that Egypt's got this whole tech industry bubbling away.
Totally. I mean, you usually think of like your big global companies when it comes to electronics, but each has been quietly building up some pretty impressive tech companies, and we're going to be looking at a few of them today.
Definitely. Should be interesting.
So we're about to meet four of them: Seco Technology, Fresh Electric, Union Air, and El Arabi Group. You've probably heard of at least one of those, right?
I have, yeah. But I'm excited to learn more about, well, all of them, actually.
Yeah, me too. First up, let's talk phones. Imagine like holding a brand new smartphone, sleek, modern, all that. But it wasn't made, in Silicon Valley. It was made in Egypt.
Now that's impressive.
And that's what Seco Technology did with the Nile X.
The Nile X, okay. I think I saw something about that online a while back. What's the deal with that phone?
Well, it was more than just national pride for them, though, they had to be proud.
Oh, for sure. That's a huge accomplishment.
It was a really smart move, actually.
Yeah.
They realized that there are a ton of people in Egypt and all over Africa who want high quality tech, but without the insane prices the bigger companies are charging.
Which makes total sense. Not everyone needs the latest, greatest, most expensive phone, right? There's a huge market for good quality, affordable tech.
Exactly. But having a good strategy is only part of it, right? We got to know, what was the Nile X actually like? Did it live up to the hype?
Yeah, tell us about the phone itself.
So get this. This phone could go up against the big international brands, feature-wise. It ran on Android, had a pretty decent camera. But the best part,
I'm intrigued. What was the best part?
the price. Seco was able to undercut the competition, making the Nile X the budget-friendly option.
Wow, even compared to some of the bigger names.
Oh yeah, even compared to some of the big brands you and I know.
Huh?
But phones are only part of the story. Egypt's got a lot more going on. Think about it. Desert climate, super hot summers.
Yeah.
What do people need?
Air conditioning, good quality fans, right? Things that can deal with the heat.
You got it. Home appliances that can handle the heat, and that's where our next company comes in. Fresh Electric.
Fresh Electric. Okay. I'm not familiar with them. Tell me more.
And they're not just, getting by, they're thriving. And they figured out the secret: how to offer good quality products at a price that people can actually afford.
And that's huge, especially in a market where people are really watching what they spend. Did they say how they were able to make things so affordable?
Well, imagine this. They've got fridges using advanced insulation and some really clever designs to keep things cool, even in those temperatures. And they do it all while using way less energy.
Wow. So they're thinking about efficiency too. Smart.
And they're washing machines. Those things are tough. Perfect for large families that do laundry all the time. And of course, you can't forget the AC units.
Yeah, gotta have those, especially in that kind of heat.
These things laugh at heat waves. They are built for it. And speaking of air conditioners, get ready to meet the champions of staying cool in Egypt.
Okay, who are we talking about?
Union Air.
Union Air, okay. I know the name sounds familiar, but I can't quite place it.
Yeah, they're basically like the air conditioner company over there.
Oh.
If you need to beat the heat in Egypt, you get a Union Air.
Makes sense. What's their story? Do they always focus on air conditioners?
So they actually started pretty small,
Hmm.
but I think they quickly realized that in a country where, summers are basically an extreme sport,
Hmm.
good air conditioning isn't exactly a luxury.
Yeah, more like a necessity.
Exactly. But here's the thing, they didn't just stop with Egypt.
Oh, really? They went international.
Oh yeah, they're big time. We're talking over 80 countries now.
Wow. Okay, so not just a big fish in a small pond, they dove into the ocean.
That's a good way to put it. And their secret, they're adaptable.
Adaptable, how so?
Well, they get that what works in Egypt, that dry desert heat, might not cut it in a place that's super humid.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. You'd fry the place trying to use a desert AC in a rainforest.
Exactly. So they put a ton of effort into designing AC units that are specifically made for different climates.
Yeah.
It's a really smart strategy.
It really is. So they're like the global air conditioning experts.
Pretty much. They saw a need and they filled it on a global scale.
That's impressive.
So we've talked about companies going up against those huge international brands, but get this, our next company took a different approach.
Oh, okay. Let me guess. They decided to go small, really niche down.
Nope, actually, they went the opposite direction. Partnerships.
Partnerships? Who did they partner with?
Big names. Like, really big. Toshiba, Sharp, they've worked with them.
No way, really. So they're producing those brands in Egypt.
Yep. It's a pretty genius move when you think about it. They get access to all the technology and experience of these huge companies.
And they're boosting the Egyptian economy at the same time, right?
Right.
Creating jobs, building things locally.
Exactly. It's a win-win for everyone involved. But, and this is the really interesting part, they didn't stop there. Remember that tornado brand I
The
mentioned?
tornado.
Vaguely.
That's one of their own brands.
Oh, wow. So they're doing both, working with big names and building their own brand.
Yeah, and it's actually a really smart strategy. They let people buy the brands they know, like a Toshiba, while building up their own brands at the same time.
So people who might only buy the familiar brands see that Tornado is made by the same company. That's really clever.
Exactly. And you see this kind of like dual approach a lot in Egypt. It's this balance of working with global companies, but also really establishing their own identity.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, we're part of the global market, but we're doing our own thing too. And it made me think, like, why is all this happening now? What's behind this whole surge in Egyptian electronics?
That's a good question. What do you think?
Well, for one, there are a lot of young people in Egypt, and they are really tech savvy. They've grown up with all this technology, and they want more of it.
That makes sense. But it's got to be more than just a young population, right? Plenty of countries have that.
Oh, absolutely. A big factor is the government. They've been putting a lot of support behind the tech sector. Like, they've set up these technology parks to encourage investment, get talented people together.
Creating hubs for innovation. I like it.
Yeah, and it's not just that. They're focusing on education and training programs, too. It's like they're making sure everyone has the skills they need to actually thrive in this whole tech world.
So it's this whole ecosystem they're building, support from the top
And
down.
it's like they get it, you know?
Yeah.
They're not just trying to, like, catch up. They're trying to actually shape the future.
And that's huge because it shows this real belief in themselves. Like they're saying, made in Egypt, that means something.
Yeah, like they're putting themselves on the map, proving that they can compete with anyone. And what I find so inspiring about all this is it's not just about like gadgets and gizmos, it's bigger than that. It's about a country taking control of its own future. And that's a story that I think can resonate with a lot of people. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we tend to think about technological innovation as something that happens in, a few specific places, Silicon Valley, Tokyo, places like that.
Exactly.
But Egypt is showing us that it doesn't have to be that way. Innovation can come from anywhere.
And it's exciting. It's like Egypt's holding the door open for other countries, saying,
Ugh.
look, we can do this too. And they're not just talking about it, they're actually doing it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you see it already. Companies like SICO going after new markets, Fresh Electric, they're working with suppliers all over the region.
And Union Air, forget about it. They're like the air conditioning gurus of the Middle East at this point.
It's really impressive.
It really is. So I think the takeaway here is the next time you hear those words, made in Egypt, don't just think about, you know, souvenirs.
Right. It's more than that now.
It's about advanced tech, cutting-edge designs. It's a whole different ballgame now.
It really is.
Well, that just about wraps up our little trip to Egypt. We saw the pyramids, the bustling markets. Okay, maybe not. But we dove deep into their tech world, and I think we both learned a lot, right?
It's definitely eye-opening.
It's amazing to see what happens when you've got smart people, government support, and a real drive to succeed, you know.
Sure.
It just goes to show the future of technology is being written right now, everywhere. You just have to know where to look.
I love that.
So keep exploring, and who knows what you'll find. Until next time, happy tech hunting.
Bye, everyone.